This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's been tried in California. It didn't work. And now they're trying it in Dallas County. The DA is not going to prosecute crimes that are under $750. Now, here's an article, Zero Hedge. Dallas criminals have just been given a license to steal up to $750. It's the same in California. And when it came out, I talked to a friend of mine who's a sheriff there. He said, it's a disaster. He goes, people actually go into stores, get this, with calculators, and they get it up to about $700, and they wheel their basket out. And then he goes on to tell me, he says, store security, if you grab something and you run out and it's under that number, they don't even bother to chase you. I don't know how you feel. By the way, this is not just stores. This is person, too. So if you go out and do something, you know, like you're out and about and you've got $700 on you, or watch or something, somebody steals your watch, it's not theft. They're not even going to prosecute it. Following his November 2018 election win, Dallas County Criminal District Attorney John Cruzo, a Democrat, announced he will no longer prosecute certain low-level crimes. I know John Cruzo from when I lived in Dallas years ago. And I'm telling you, he's a level-headed guy that has gone over the edge. Why? Because he's in an urban indoctrination center. Thefts of personal items worth less than $750 will not be prosecuted. Get this. As long as it isn't for economic gain. So, if I steal your watch, and it's worth $700, and I get caught, here's what I'd say. Look, I wasn't trying to gain anything economically. I'm not going to pawn this watch. I just happen to like it. And I think it looks better on my arm than it does on your arm, the person's arm that I took it from. So it's all good, right? We're good. Cruzo began his leniency approach after he was elected, announcing, on my agenda is to not ask judges to send people to the penitentiary for technical violations of their probation. For instance, not doing community service, not paying fines and fees. So in other words, you've been sentenced to potentially go to prison, and the only thing you have to do to stay out of prison is do community service, go do something proactive in the community, and or pay your fines and fees. And you can't do that. In other words, if you can't do the very basics, then Cruzo says, it's okay. And by the way, if you happen to do something where you take something, appropriate something from somebody that's under $750, as long as it is not for your own financial benefit, you're not trying to make a house payment, or something like that, you're good to go. Now, he expanded on this. So adhering to the terms of one's probation in Dallas County is now optional. Well, that's what Zero Hedge wrote. Doesn't matter. You're on probation, and you don't pay your fines and fees. You don't do your community service. As far as Cruzo is concerned, no big deal. Now, he explained it. He says first-time marijuana offenses or any drug cases involving less than 0.01 grams are not going to be prosecuted. I happen to agree with that. I don't care what you do with your chemicals. If it's a certain amount, you're not distributing it, you want to smoke it, smoke it. You want to, you know, do whatever you do with it, I don't really care. Quite frankly, there's a part of me that says as long as you're not distributing it, I don't care how much of it you take. He says he'll dismiss any criminal trespass cases as well. Charges, he says, are most often brought against the mentally ill and homeless. Then why don't you make it just for them? I'm not saying that should be the case. You can look at justice and say, you know, Judge Jackson, this person is obviously mentally ill. They don't understand it. As long as there's nobody hurt, there's no damage involved, then figure something out. But are you kidding me? You're not going to do criminal trespass case? He's not going to prosecute the theft cases, and I said that. He says, unless evidence shows it was for economic gain. I don't get that. I don't even understand what he's talking about. Now, as you can imagine, Dallas shop owners are not happy. Andrew Arterburn, owner of One Stop Express in Uptown, said that a shoplifter just stole $120 worth of laundry detergent and is not taking kind to Cruzo's approach. Here's what he said. It's a slap on the wrist. They'll go to jail, get a meal, get let go. They're not going to be prosecuted at all, other than the inconvenience of police dealing with it. And here's what's going to ultimately happen. Let me just tell you. Police are going to say, you know what? It doesn't even matter. Why take them in? Why waste my time? Nothing's going to happen to them. That's the problem. Mike Mata of the Dallas Police Association says, I absolutely think it's the wrong message to send. The shop owner is going to take matters into his own hands, or he's going to have to let $600 worth of merchandise walk out of the store. I don't think he's going to be in business very long. This is a rewarding of criminals. This is giving a price tag on what amount of goods and services or whatever it's okay to steal. And here's what Democrats won't tell you. It used to be $50 in most jurisdictions. I don't know if it went from 50 to 75 to 250 or whatever, but it's gone from 50 to 750. When I was a kid, I remember this. People say, if you're still over $50, man, that's a felony. And you were like, what? Really? Wow. And not that I was going to steal anything, but the fact is, I remembered that. That's a felony. That means you may, you know, be somebody's boyfriend if you don't watch out. And now it's 750. So what's it going to be in 5 years? When is some bleeding heart going to go, you know what? 750 is so heartless. It's so heartless. These people are just trying to make a living. Why not 1500? And then what about when somebody shoots somebody in their home and all they had stolen was a necklace worth, I don't know, $500? You're going to get charged with murder? This is ridiculous. Cruzo and all these other people that are doing this, I don't get it. It's no wonder people are abandoning cities. They're saying, you know what? I don't want to live there anymore. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit of something about that as well. But this doesn't even make common sense on any level. It's like California sending these young thugs on vacation and good kids have to just, you know, fight it out in schools. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There are certain subjects that are just, they're fun to cover. I'm happy to say. I tell you, I'm sad to say, but it's, you know, it just is what it is. And I'm not looking for bad karma or anything like that. I don't wish ill will on anybody. I really don't. Even like a scoundrel like Jussie Smollett or the skanks, the, you know, Blasey Ford and those ladies, the women, not ladies, because they're not ladies at all. I don't wish them any ill will or bad luck. And some people would go, I mean, I could, as people like to say, my grandmother would say, I just wish God would give him what he deserves, you know, which is a slick way of saying I hope he gets his, right? But I don't wish anybody that. I wish them success in whatever form that they should have success. And I hope that they learn from, you know, what they do and on and on and on. I don't wish anybody any ill will. I don't. And I know it's hard to believe, you know, because I do consider myself, you know, the warrior spirit. And I do get upset that there are people that have wronged other people in that way. But I still don't want to wish them anything bad because I just don't think that that's the way life should work. But I am happy sometimes to see that people do get their just rewards. And the Clintons are a perfect example. These are people that sold our secrets to the Chinese during the time of Bill Clinton when he was president. They sold our secrets to the Chinese. all right? And in order just to get money for their campaign. And they've been conniving and plotting since they entered politics. And it worked out. I mean, there's a part of me that's happy that things worked out for the Clintons in the sense that they set a goal and they achieved the goal to a degree. They didn't get the final goal, which was to get Hillary's big old, you know, buttocks over sitting in the Oval Office. But they got very close and they achieved a lot. And you would think that that would be enough. Notoriety for their little ugly daughter, the family, which was nothing but, you know, Arkansas white trash, is suddenly in prominence. And at one point, prior to all of the continued conniving, they were worth $200 million. I mean, from obscurity, that has to be truly the best political rise story in history, to go from being in debt to being worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and they were headed to billions. And what would it have cost us? So, I think God intervened. I don't think he did. I know he did, because God intervenes in everything. And he essentially denied the Clintons, the Democrat machine, the corrupt Obama administration, all of it. He denied them their win and gave it to Trump. I'm convinced there's no, knowing all that we know now, I think even atheists are going, you know what? There is a God. Because Donald Trump winning was an act of God. So anyway, the way we measure is you got to look at the outcome of all this stuff and where are these people? And I alluded to it in the show the other day where I said, show me which of these Democrats has gained in stature during the time of Trump. Show me him. The only one that you can look at who's gained in stature is Ocasio-Cortez. And Trump has nothing to do with her coming on board. Nothing. In fact, you want to know what it has to do with? Her coming on board has to do with the Democrats deciding to eat one of their own. They held that seat with another Democrat, and they took it from him because he's an old white man, and they wanted to replace him with a young non-white female, and that's what they did. They went out on a seek and destroy mission to take a seat away from one of the others. That's the deal. But there's no other Democrat that's benefited. There's not a Democrat who's got higher poll numbers that was anti-Trump. Not one. Not Adam Schiff, not Jerry Nadler, not Maxine Waters, not Chuck Schumer, not Nancy Pelosi. None of them. Hillary Clinton, and this is what I'm getting to. The Clintons' tour is on its final leg, and for the leftists who think that they're relevant, I would just tell you, look at their ticket sales. You know, and I wrote this. I said, call me the whistleblower on the Clintons' tour. I've been following the Rapist and Enabler tour since it was announced, and I chronicled that the Clintons skipped their proposed opening in Las Vegas on November the 18th, and it didn't go off as planned. They were supposed to begin that tour, but it didn't happen. And then they went they canceled. It was a 5,200-seat theater in Vegas that they canceled. Then they went to Toronto's Scotiabank Arena, and it was so dismal that they brought everybody in. You know, the seats that you had, they had people that bought different seats. They just scrunched them all together, and they shot it at an angle. And I think the venue holds 19,000 people. They barely had 3,000. And that was when they started discounting the tickets down to the price of a Big Mac. Okay? But it's gotten worse. It's gotten worse. So now the final location is going to be back in Vegas. The tickets have gone from, the top tickets were like in the $1,500. They've completely discounted those, and now you can get them for $15. But in the next show that they're going to do, they're down to $2. $2. Yeah, here's what the Hot Air wrote. The Clinton show moved to California Saturday night, and tickets went for as little as $2. Wow, imagine that. Some California Democrats listened to Bill and Hillary, a former president and former secretary of state, and the leader of the pantsuit nation, in person for a couple of bucks. And here's what's worse. The tour dates were scheduled in Clinton-friendly cities, yet struggle to put warm bodies in seats was real. Still, audience reaction has been mixed. Just last month, in New York City, a tour stop brought Haitian protesters and a man in the front row yelling, "Bill, this is boring!" Oh, man. And he wasn't even a heckler. You know, because you know they screen. It's easy to screen when you've got hundreds of people showing up. I mean, you know, you can do Secret Service checks. Try to screen a Trump event. Tens of thousands and even more people waiting. I mean, look, my point is this. Look at the icons of the Democratic Party. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the others. Who are they? I don't even know who they are anymore. But look at them. Tell me who the leader is. Tell me who you go, woohoo, this is who I want to be behind. This is who I back. Doesn't exist. There's no leadership there. You're watching people. I can't describe it other than to tell you there's a reason why. I think it's now 22. It was 21. They slipped one in on me. But there's a reason why there are so many people running for the presidency. If it is 22, somebody got at it. But whatever that number is, it's a crazy amount. Joe Biden jokingly said, yeah, I don't know, the 400 of us running the other day. He's exactly right. There's a bunch of them running, far too many. And it should be scary to the Democrats that, number one, they've got that many candidates, as it was scary for the Republicans when we had 17. But guess what happened with us? We had a champion rise from it. Very non-political. He did it in a way that probably still shocks these Democrats, but we are in good shape. They're in terrible shape. Their Clinton tour is an indicator of that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House passes a $19 billion disaster relief bill that would provide relief to farmers, victims of hurricanes and floods, and also help rebuild southern military bases. But similar legislation has stalled in the Republican-controlled Senate as President Trump and Republicans object to the amount of money going to Puerto Rico. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana urges Democrats and the Majority Leader to hear the concerns of the Republicans.
I would hope that as the bill goes over to the Senate, the gentleman and your side would continue to work with our side, both House, Senate, Republican, Democrat, to achieve a bipartisan disaster relief bill that can ultimately get all of these problems addressed and get signed by the president.
China trade talks are over for the time being. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told reporters today that constructive discussions have been held on ending a growing trade war. This is USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's an old saying that you can learn a lot from people in terms of what not to do. Like, for example, my father, deadbeat. I learned how to be a better father by knowing how my father was. So, in the case of Democrats, they can learn a lot by, for example, the people who aren't running. The best candidates for the Democratic Party as presidential candidates are not running. Bloomberg, billionaire, multi-billionaire, multiple times richer than Trump. You know what Bloomberg figured out? Not worth it. Howard Schultz, he came out, I'm going to run as an independent. He said, I'm not running as a Democrat. I think it's horrible. They've shut him down, and I don't think Howard Schultz is going to run even as an independent anymore. What about Terry McAuliffe, former governor of Virginia, former head of the DNC? He's not running, partially because he's in the line of fire. He's probably going to end up under investigation with the Clinton Foundation stuff. But, I mean, talk about a pedigree. A governor who ran the DNC, he knows the inner workings of that party better than anybody. He knows the dirt on everybody that's running. He stepped aside. What about the governor of New York, Cuomo? He's not running. Many of these other big city or big state governors, Democratic governors, not that there's a whole bunch of them. Why didn't they get in the mix? Hillary Clinton is gone. Joe Biden is a nobody, but none of them want to run. As I say, it tells you a lot about them, the Democrats, by who doesn't want to be part of it. Howard Schultz is a really interesting one because he's a billionaire. A guy who's a bleeding heart leftist who is saying, I'm no longer a bleeding heart leftist. I'm seeing the other side of things. And he even disavowed the Democrat, proudly stated, I am not. I left the Democrats. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. People say, well, Kevin, the new New York mayor, he's setting himself up to run. So is the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. Then Gavin, get in the mix. What are you waiting for? There is no better time. Oh, he wants this field to clear out. Let me tell you why Gavin Newsom isn't running for president right now. He can't beat Trump, and he knows it. Rest assured, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, there is no Democrat out there who can beat Trump. And there are many, Kevin, what if Michelle Obama runs? Let her run. She will be destroyed. Whatever legacy Michelle Obama has, whatever thing that people think about her right now, if she runs, it will disappear. Because people really are in the know. They know exactly the dirt on Michelle Obama. Oh, it didn't come out while she was under the protective cloak of blackness and being the wife of baby black Jesus, the black Mary, if you will. But let me tell you, it ain't going to help her if she runs against Trump. People know exactly what she's about. Oh, what about Oprah? Bring it. Talk about all the Oprah Winfrey. No, I'm not running. Don't be afraid of any Democrat. There is nobody you can name, as I've jokingly said, and I mean it seriously. There's not a Democrat that's been born who can beat Donald Trump. Not one. If Barack Obama ran again, Trump would trump him. He would trounce him. He would drag his bony little butt like a rag doll through the next year, and that would be the end of Barack Obama. And Barack Obama's got his own set of problems. 844-551-8255. If de Blasio wants to run, why doesn't he run now? Mayor of New York, big city politics, blah, blah, blah. Governor stepped out. This is his time. What's he waiting to get any younger? Is he waiting to get more handsome? What's he waiting on? Anyway, de Blasio gave us meatless Mondays. Here's what somebody writes. The left continues its climate change clamor. In an effort to save the planet, New York City is considering outlawing its signature meat, the hot dog. Yep, that'll save it. Before I even go any further in this little message here about the hot dog, I want you to understand the level that we've sunk to on the left, that they believe that a meat is killing the planet. Oh, I know what they'll tell you. It's a collective stuff, you know. It's that, and it's every light bulb, and it's every little... I mean, isn't that true of everything? Yeah. There are people that do more to save the planet. Engineers. Engineers have done more to save the planet. You know who's done more to save the planet than practically anybody? The oil industry. The oil industry. I've talked about it. We might as well rehash it a little bit. The oil industry saved the whales. You think any environmentalist is going to tell you the oil industry saved the whales? The oil industry saved the forest. The oil industry saved the forest. Y'all look at me like I'm crazy. If we hadn't discovered oil and figured out that fossil fuels could heat the world, etc., then we'd still be chopping down trees. Engineers saved the planet. People who have put their energy into creating electricity so we could work at night and we wouldn't have to have kerosene and all these other things and whale blubber and burning, you know, firewood and a host of other things, because we put in an energy grid that allows people to be much more productive in a much smaller amount of time. Can you imagine what it would take to do everything to make this world work if you were still in buggies and burning wood as fuel and a host of other things? It's ridiculous. We saved the planet. Engineers and all the people that I've talked about, they saved the planet. Ingenuity did. But anyway, it's a hot dog that's going to kill it. Back to this thing. He says, look, I like a good burger as much as the next guy, but our New York City school students know that livestock farming produces 20 to 50% of greenhouse gas emissions. That's why they demanded meatless Mondays. Meatless Mondays. Saving our planet is about saving the future. This is a tweet from de Blasio. Hashtag Earth Day. New York City is the first city in the U.S. to eliminate processed meats. Mayor Bill de Blasio approved an ambitious $14 billion Green Deal on April the 22nd to combat climate change. It's going to cut purchases of red meat by 50% in its city-controlled facilities such as hospitals, schools, and correctional facilities. Hey, great. Fine. If that's what the city wants to do, I'm fine with that. I don't care if that's who you want as mayor, saying prisoners are going to get half the meat that they used to get. I don't care. The new commitment builds off Meatless Mondays campaign and was adopted by all New York schools in 2017. The mayor says, wait for it, it's necessary. Yep, necessary. In order to save the planet. Now let me just tell you what's going on in his little world that Mayor de Blasio isn't addressing. He's not addressing a homeless man who attacked an 8-year-old boy on a subway train. And you want to know why that story's not going to get any press, at least enough significant press in New York? Because Mayor de Blasio hasn't done anything about New York's homelessness. Here's a Fox News report. While the number of families decreased slightly, the number of single adults continues to increase. This is on for homelessness. Families getting less, single adults getting more. An all-time record of 18,212 single adults slept in shelters each night in February of 2019, up 150% from a decade before. Yeah, they're really addressing that homelessness issue, aren't they? Between September of 2018 and April of 2019, the number of single adults in DHS shelters reached a new nightly record high 32 times, according to the report. So in other words, it's been trending up, setting records the entire time, but you know what Bill de Blasio is worried about? He's worried about hot dogs and global climate change. Do you know what Bloomberg was worried about before him? Because he's got the record for, this was happening during his on his watch. He was concerned about 16-ounce colas. Anything larger than that, he said, should be taxed or eliminated. In fiscal year 2018, an all-time record, 133,284 unique individuals spent at least one night in a New York DHS shelter, an increase of 61% since fiscal year 2002, when the figure was 82,808. So now 133,284 individuals know what homelessness feels like in New York City. And you know why I know they know? Because I go there enough and go, wow, this place is uninhabitable. You can't, it's too expensive to live there. De Blasio, congratulations on Meatless Mondays and saving the planet, but not saving
this
the
is a Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
President Trump got a big win, I should say, and he deserved it. And not only did he deserve it, he orchestrated it to a degree. And if there's anything that we need to be thankful for, this win dictates why it was so important for this man to become president. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, 844-551-8255. Remember when anything that went before the Ninth Circuit almost guaranteed a victory for leftists? Because I do. It would be the craziest thing. You'd be like, how could they possibly have ruled in that? Oh, it was in the Ninth Circuit? Oh, got it. Understood. It's mostly California. It's Alaska and, you know, West Coast stuff. But it's the hotbed of leftism. And those days are over, folks. They are over. Donald Trump is remaking the judiciary. Despite leftist Senate Democrats trying to stop Trump appointments, Trump gets what he wants. And here's the deal. No matter what we look at with Donald Trump's legacy, I mean, he could give us the biggest and best economy. He could give us the best stock market. He could give us the best foreign policy, you know, improvements, trade with China, reigning in Russia, get Iran in check, you name it. He could do all that. But the biggest thing he's done has to do with the courts. So, late in 2018, there was a 77-20 vote where the Senate invoked cloture to end the debate on Trump's nomination of a lady by the name of Judge Bridget Bade. She was an Arizona-based magistrate judge. And she clerked for the Fifth Circuit judge, a lady by the name of Edith Jones, who is a staunch conservative. So Bade worked for Judge Jones, who was a staunch conservative. Trump nominated Bade to replace a Bill Clinton-nominated judge by the name of Barry Silverman. So Silverman had been on what's called senior status since 2016, which is effectively semi-retirement. And the reason why many of these judges did that is they thought Hillary was going to win. He figured Hillary would be replacing him. Many of these circuit judges, these appellate judges, went on semi-retirement. A couple of them died. I've got the list. But most of them went on semi-retirement because they were like, okay, it's the era of Obama. He can replace us. You know, we'll have the Senate or whatever. I guess they figured they were going to get it all. And Hillary will be president. So let's just wait. They pulled a Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Well, guess what? It didn't happen. So Bade, this is back in late 2018, was one of 51 judicial nominees that Donald Trump renominated earlier in the year after the Senate had failed to act on him during the congressional session. Well, on January 23rd of 2019, the Senate confirmed Bade by a 17-5 bipartisan vote. So even Democrats voted for Bade. But I went to look it up, and I was looking at the vacancies. And in the Ninth Circuit, Donald Trump is wreaking havoc. Let me tell you how they do this. They have a batch of judges that they choose from for the court. And I don't know how many, but it's like five judges that will rule. Well, if there's 20 of the 30 judges, give or take whatever it is, if 26 of them are Democrats, then you're never going to get a majority. I mean, it's rare because they randomly pick the judges. And so if it's five, even if they pick the first five, the second five, the third five, the fourth, the fifth five, whatever, most of the time you're going to have at least three leftist judges on that court. But because of what has happened, Donald Trump is now able to appoint conservative judges. And I think they're trying to fill whatever number of vacancies. It's quite a few. I was a little confused doing the research, and my helpers couldn't figure it out either. But he's got nine vacancies on that court to fill. So I want you to think, I don't know, I looked, there were some Reagan appointees and some Bush, but it was mostly Clinton and Obama. I mean, dominated by Clinton and Obama judges. And so now suddenly you start getting a mixture. And I don't know that that's what happened in this latest ruling, but, you know, Donald Trump got a win. But I'm looking at this. So here it is, a court of appeals. So there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 judges and a senator. They finally confirmed, the nominee Karen Emmergut. She got confirmed for Judge Anna Brown. And the Senate is still trying to figure out what they want to do on the rest. But long story short, there's nine. There's a list of 30 that I have here. Office of the Circuit Executive, Ninth Circuit Judgeships, current, future vacancies and nominations. And Trump has nine of the 30 judges. On that list, we published this. And this was a list that was as recent as 3/26 of 19. Now, what happened? According to the Daily Caller, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday that President Trump has the authority to send asylum seekers to Mexico as they wait for the United States to adjudicate their claims, handing the president a big win on immigration policy. Now, remember when Donald Trump, who, by the way, is having to really put his thinking cap on with everything that he does with these knuckleheads, because they're trying at every turn to thwart the sovereignty of America. So instead of focusing on other things that are more important to us, that Donald Trump is having to shift gears. Now, the good news is he's got lots of good people, lots of good advisors. And these guys said, okay, let's fight it. Let's fight it. Let's fight things up to the Supreme Court. We've gotten more judicial branch wins under Trump probably in 2 years than we got under Bush in 8. This is amazing news. The circuit court overruled an earlier decision by San Francisco Judge Richard Seaborg, who blocked Trump's policy on the grounds that the administration was making the asylum process too difficult and could be putting migrants at further risk by demanding they stay in Mexico. How do you even come to that conclusion? See, Donald Trump was smart. He said, if I don't let you onto our soil, you no longer have the jurisdiction of, you don't get the claims, the bogus claims, by the way, that the Democrats make when you get across the line. Nor do we have to release you in hopes that you'll come back for your immigration hearing, which they don't do it. So the Democrats knew this. This Judge Richard Seaborg knew this. How's he even in office? He was appointed. The Ninth Circuit temporarily issued a stay in mid-April while they reviewed the case, allowing the Trump administration to continue the policy until further notice. The president has to fight against leftists. Our own Americans, as bad as they are being Americans, he's got to fight against them in order to do what he is constitutionally obligated to do. These people, the left, have for decades stacked the courts against the best interests of America. And as you're about to see, when A.G. Barr and I.G. Horowitz and all the other people that are working on these investigations, when it comes to the four, you're about to see that they stacked the deck against you and everything else. This is going to be an interesting time, folks. Probably, honestly, the best political time for conservatives since the 80s, and it's even better than when Reagan started to roll. I want you to take a little trip with me. Let's go 2 years into the future when Trump is re-upped as president. The stock market is at 28,000. The economy has it continues to break records in unemployment. There's job mobility, wage growth. Companies are growing like crazy. Big taxes coming back into the treasury. Start looking at investigating spending, and he's unencumbered. He can have a true America first agenda without the harangue of the Democrats, who are going to be completely neutered when this is all said and done. Go forward with me and imagine that America. Imagine an America where the Democrats, in order to try to get any gain of power, have to now start capitulating to a guy like Trump. Where do you want to be? Do you want the Republicans to take advantage of this? I'm talking about the Republican Party that helped us to get there. Or do you want to build something that doesn't look at these party lines and follows the Trump platform that changed politics forever? And whether the Democrats like it or not, whether you believe it or not, if Donald Trump was not around for tomorrow, he would have changed politics in this country forever. I wouldn't want Mike Pence to replace him. No offense against Mike. I know him. But I wouldn't want Mike Pence to be doing my fighting for me. I believe Donald Trump has been put in place by God, whether people believe it or not, and I'm not even saying it for spiritual reasons. I just believe it. I think God has said, okay, you've had enough, America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.